Friends, we are now going to chapter number 6 of our subject Total Quality Management TQM. And as I was telling in the chapter number 4 and chapter number 5 that everything is a process approach. In TQM, process approach is important. Now, I am going to discuss with you a very good approach for preventive technique in process as well as in design. Process FMEA, design FMEA. FMEA, full form is failure mode and effects analysis. A very effective technique in preventing the defects. Since chapter number 1, I have been discussing, we have to prevent the defects. We should not inspect the defects. We should prevent the defects from happening. But how? That I have not told. In this chapter, I am going to tell how to prevent the defects. In design and in process. In order to make the process very, very capable, in order to make the design which will fulfill all the customer requirements, failure mode and effects analysis. We will be discussing this most effective and time proven technique worldwide, very successful technique which you must adopt in your life. Failure mode and effects analysis. In order to continually improve products and processes wherever possible, using the FMEA as a disciplined technique to identify and help minimize potential concerns. What is potential concern? Concern is my today's concern. And potential means which may come tomorrow. For example, today I have sufficient water, but don't know whether that water will be there till month of April, May, June. Maybe I will not have drinking water in the month of May. For that I have to go kilometers and kilometers to search the water. The groundwater level is continuously going down. Pollution of water everywhere. There is no river in our country which is not polluted. Everywhere it is getting mixed with pollutants. It is becoming very, very bad everywhere. Potential concern. Today also it is concern, but it is growing. It is becoming bigger and bigger, and maybe another 25 years afterwards we may not get good drinking water. Potential concern. So, we have to help minimize the potential concern, and is the most important matter ever. We must list down our concerns, which I have said earlier. We have to separate the concerns. For example, water. I should say that water problem is increasing in a village near Nasik. Separate the concern. Find out where the problem is most acute. Studies have shown that fully implemented FMEA program have prevented many customer complaints. Because we will be there in the business for a long time only if we are able to reduce the customer complaint. And problem analysis, decision analysis, potential problem analysis, and now FMEA. Use these tools. Master these tools. We mastered these tools. We implemented these tools. We used these tools and solved many problems. Really, really, seriously, we have practiced this. And this is FMEA. Studies have shown that fully implemented FMEA programs, for example, a design called anti-skid braking system ABC, which was designed by Bosch, before implementing the design, they have done an FMEA of 109 pages. The team was working for more than 3 months. After they solved all the concerns, then only they have produced those ABS systems, anti-skid braking system, ABS. One of the most important factors for the successful implementation of FMEA is timeliness. It is meant to be a before the event action, not an after the event action. It is not reactive, it is proactive. Time front spent properly completing an FMEA on design or process upfront. Upfront means before the process is implemented, before the design is implemented, if we do the FMEA, upfront time spent properly completing an FMEA when product processes changes can be most easily and inexpensively implemented, will minimize late change crisis, will minimize the customer complaints, will minimize the customer dissatisfaction. There are three basic cases for which FMEAs are generated. What is FMEA? Failure mode and effects analysis for case number one, new designs. That means I gave an example of ABS system, new technology. Any new technology is coming. You know, in case of mobile phones, in case of computers, every day new technology is coming. New process, we implement a new process, completely new, which was not used earlier. Case three, case two, modifications to existing design. For example, we are having a design which is very successful, but in order to improve some parameter, in order to satisfy some customer requirement, we have to change the design. In that case, we have to do the FMEA. FMEA means we have to ask what will be the mode of failure. Case three, using an existing design or process in a new environment, new location. For example, there was a company location in Nasik. Now they are shifting it to Jaipur or from Bangalore to Pune. Then in that case, existing design, for example, a design of a car was very successful in Japan. Will it work in India, the same design, or do we have to do any modification? Particularly for tires, let us. The roads in India are different. Can we use the same tires which we were using in Japan? FMEA, using an existing design or process in a new environment, new location or new application. In that we have to do the FMEA. I will repeat. Case number one, new designs. Case number two, modifications to existing design. Case number three, using an existing design or process in a new environment. Design FMEA, process FMEA, systems FMEA. Three type of FMEAs. FMEA input should be a team effort. One single person cannot do it. You should form a team of knowledgeable people, experienced people, people in the same field working for more years, more than 15 years maybe. A team of knowledgeable individuals should be assembled, not Tom, Dick and Harry's. Knowledgeable people. Assemble them. Let them meet. Let them sit continuously doing thinking on various things which I will be telling you now. Really, really do this seriously, FMEA. So, there will be a format having many columns. So I will explain to you the various columns. The first column is subsystem, function requirements, That means if it is a process, what is the requirement? If it is a design, what is the requirement? What are the functions? What are the features? And what are the requirements of the process or of the design? For example, a process is there, grinding process, for which we have to maintain the diameter and the tolerance is 9 millimeter plus minus 0.1 millimeter. This is the requirement. And I want 100% parts within the tolerance. That is the requirement. In case of design, let us say ABS, I should say that when there is rains going on, when it is raining on the European roads, and when there is snow on one side and the cars are going, the cars should not skid on the road. This is the requirement. Clearly write down what are the requirements from the process, what are the requirements from the design, what are the requirements from the service. Then, in the second column, write down potential failure mode. What is failure mode? The way in which the failure may occur. The way in which the defect will occur. The way in which it will fail. For example, in grinding, the diameter may be less than the minimum tolerance. The diameter may be more than the maximum tolerance. There may be damage on the diameter. There may be rust on the diameter. There will be taper on the diameter. There will be vibration on the diameter. In case of ABS, we can say that some component may fail. Some system may fail. Something will happen that the whole system may fail, the car will skid. Be specific what exactly may happen. Failure mode is the way in which failure can occur. What can go wrong? I have written here. What can go wrong in this? Write down. And if it goes wrong, in the column number 3, I write down what is the effect. What is the effect? If that car skids, what will happen? If the failure happens, what will happen? For example, in a marriage ceremony, I have ordered the flowers for the marriage ceremony. So, what is the failure mode? The flowers are not there in time. What is the failure mode? The flowers are not good. They are old. What is next? The quality of flower is not good. The design of the bouquet is not good. Design of the garland is not good. What are the effects? Serious effect can happen if the flowers are not there in time. What is the effect of the failure? Diameter of the nozzle or diameter of the bearing is less than the minimum. What will happen? Serious thing can happen. Diameter of the OD of the bearing is more than the specification. What will happen? It may not fit in the place. Potential effects of failure. First of all, we say what are the requirements. Next, we say what can go wrong. And third place, we say if it happens, what are the effects? Failure mode and effects analysis. So, all the three things are covered in the first three columns. Requirement, potential failure mode, and effects. But it is not enough yet. Next is the fourth column. Severity of the effect. Severity of the effect. For example, I am riding a motorcycle and it skids because of oil on the road or a stone on the road or a pothole on the road, my motorcycle skids and I fall down. What is the severity of the effect? Some people will say, okay, I will get a minor scratches or minor wounds on my leg. But I will say that at the same time there is a truck coming and I get crushed below the truck. Severity of the effect of the failure. What is the failure? Because of the potholes or because of the raining or because of the oil on the road, my motorcycle is skidding. And what is the effect? Effect is the motorcycle rider is dead, because at the same time one truck came from the opposite side and he was run on. Severity of the effect on the scale of 1 to 10. Your team members may say, okay, the severity will be not be much. Then on the scale of 1 to 10, they can give the rating. How to give the rating, I will tell afterwards. Then, if this failure occurs, the next is potential causes. This is the most important thing. Now, how to find the cause? I have given earlier, problem analysis. Problem analysis, Ishikawa diagram. I said, how to find out the cause? Write down all the causes. For skidding of the motorcycle, I said, there are potholes on the road. I said, there is oil on the road. I said, there are stones on the road. I said, the banking on the road is not proper. So every day, one or the other motorcycle skids. All the potential causes I write down. Cause of the failure mode. That particular failure mode. Another potential failure can be my motorcycle gets punctured. For that, cause will be different. Different causes will be there. So I write down all the causes for a failure mode. There can be 5 failure modes. I will have different causes for each failure mode. Potential causes, mechanisms of failure. What are the causes of failure mode? For one failure mode, there can be 10 causes. Write down all 10 against that failure mode. Give the number, failure mode number 1, cause number 1.2, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, and so on. Then, probability of occurrence. What is the probability that this failure will occur? What is the probability? If it is very high possible, possibility is very high, give 10 marks. Possibility is very low, give 1 mark. You know, in risk analysis also, we take into consideration two things. One is probability of occurrence and severity of occurrence. Here also we say, what is the probability of occurrence of the failure mode due to this cause? Cause wise no. Henceforth, we have to go cause wise, not failure mode wise. Cause number 1.1. What is the probability of occurrence of failure because of this cause? How often does it happen? Probability of occurrence. 50%, 60%, give the rating as per that. Probability of occurrence of the failure mode because of this cause. Cause wise. Henceforth we will do analysis. Suppose there are totally 25 causes of 5 failure modes. We will find out probability of occurrence of 25 causes. Then, current controls. What are the current controls? For example, on road, there are speed breakers or there are police standing there, or there are people who keep on removing the stones, or there are people who are keep on repairing the potholes. Current controls, preventive or detective? What are the current controls? How can this be prevented? How can the failure mode because of this cause be prevented? Write down. It is a big job. It is not a small job. Half an hour job. It is not half an hour job. It is a job which takes hours and hours for the team. Complete team has to be sitting there for a long time. Because we have to analyze it for all 25 causes or all 150 causes. If it is a big design. For every cause, you ask the question, what is the probability of occurrence? What are the current controls? What is the detectability? Detectability means finding out the defect in the house before it goes to the customer. Detectability. Am I able to detect it in-house before it goes to the customer? Am I able to detect that there is a stone on the road? Am I able to detect that earlier? Am I able to see that potholes are there? Am I able to see that or not able to see because of fog? Detectability is poor, then give more marks. Because it is very, very poor. Not able to see. Is it possible to detect the failure in-house? No, then give more marks. How good is this method in detecting it? Do we have any method? For example, we have a microscope. Is it good enough for detecting that there are bacteria? Then give marks to these three things. Severity of the effect, give marks 1 to 10. Probability of occurrence, give marks 1 to 10. Detectability, whether it is possible to detect it, give marks 1 to 10. If detectability is poor, give more marks. If detectability is good, give less marks. It is reverse here. And then multiply S into O into D. Simple. And call that number as RPN. Risk priority number. Risk priority number. What is risk? Probability of failure mode because of that cause. RPN should be found out for all 25 causes. RPN should be found out for all 100 causes. There will be 100 RPNs. Now, you will be wondering, what is this RPN? What I should do with this RPN? Risk priority number. More the number, more serious it is. For example, 10 into 10 into 10 can be 1000. If RPN is 1000, the matter is most serious. Then, if RPN is 1, 1 into 1 into 1, then it is not very serious. If RPN is 125, 5 into 5 into 5, we have to look into that. We have to take action. So, RPN, most important thing in the FMEI is RPN, risk priority number. Find out that risk priority number for every cause of failure mode. 5 failure modes, 5 causes each, so 25 causes. 5 failure modes, 20 causes each, 100 causes. 100 RPNs. Big job. Big team job. Maybe you have to sit for hours together, maybe 4 days, 5 days, 10 days continuously to really complete this job. It is not a simple job. Sometimes people get tired. But for doing that FMEI analysis of ABS, people were sitting for days together. For 109 pages, they were sitting for more than 1 month. But worth doing it. Because it is the preventive technique. Before this design is implemented, I am doing this. Before this process is implemented, I am doing this. And I know that if process is implemented, where I will go wrong, and I take preventive and early action so that there is no failure afterwards. How do you feel it? This is the real preventive technique. Worldwide we see that accident happens, then people take some action. Fire happens, then people take action. But hardly we see where people are sitting and doing FMEA and find out the cause and potential failure mode before the thing actually happens. See the importance of this FMEA. Most favorite subject of mine, FMEA. Because before the accident happens, I can correct it so that accident will not happen. Before the defect happens, I am able to correct the machine so that defect doesn't happen. What our quality gurus were telling, prevent the defect. It is not only talk, we are practicing it. We will practice it, you people will practice it. How? By doing FMEA, by doing problem analysis, by doing decision analysis, by doing potential problem analysis. You will all practice it day in and day out. Please seriously practice these things. Find out the RPN for every cause, then recommended action. What the action? If RPN is more than 125 or severity is more than 5 out of 10, take action. You must take action if severity is more than 5 and RPN is more than 125. If RPN is less than 125, severity is less than 5, keep that in the second priority list. But the first priority list where you must immediately take action is where RPN is more than 125 and severity is more than 5. And if you are not able to reduce that severity of the effect, take some major action or don't allow that process to go on, because severity of the effect should not be more than 5. So, recommended actions. What can be done? Can I change the design? Can I change the process? Can I change the tool? Can I change the machine? Can I change the manpower? Can I change the people? Changes to standards, procedures, guides. Can I do? I can do anything. I am empowered to do anything. Responsibility and target completion date. Who will do it? What has to be done? RPN has to be reduced. Less than 125. Why I say 125? Because 5 into 5 into 5 is 125. Reduces less than 125 as a first target. I am not saying stop there. You will continuously improve it afterwards. But as a first step, reduce it less than 125 by design change, process change, special control, changes to standards, maybe 100% inspection, maybe improved supervision, and do I know what? Responsibility and target completion date and action result. Find out what is the resultant new RPN. Is it less than 125? S should be less than 5 and RPN should be less than 125. So how to find out what is the severity? Failure mode, severity on the scale of 1 to 10, if it is hazardous without warning, give 10 marks. That means man is definitely going to die, give 10 marks. The customer is going to leave us, give 10 marks. Serious loss to the business, give 10 marks. Hazardous without warning, 10 marks. Hazardous with warning, 9 marks. Very high severity, 8 marks. High severity, 7 marks. Moderate severity, 6 marks. Low severity, 5 marks. Very low severity, 4 marks. No severity, 1 mark. What we have to do? We have to reduce the number to be as low as possible. Severity in RPM, severity has a special place. You have to reduce the severity as low as possible, definitely less than 5. That is a special place in RPN. If the failure is definitely going to result into the death or customer loss or business loss, definitely give the 10 marks and reduce the marks like this. And what we have to do? We have to reduce this number to be as low as possible. That is for severity of the effect. Then likelihood of occurrence, O. For example, very high persistent failures, 100 per 1000. In 1000 pieces, 100 are going to fail. Give 10 marks. 50 are going to fail, give 9 marks. 10 are going to fail, give 7 marks. 1 is going to fail, give 4 marks. In 1 lakh, only 1 is going to fail, give 1 mark. Probability of occurrence of defect. What we have to do? We have to reduce this number as low as possible. Everywhere. Detectability. Am I able to detect the defect earlier, before it goes to the customer, or before the accident happens, or before the defect happens? It cannot be detected by design control. 10 marks. Very remote possibility. 9 marks. Remote possibility. For example, when I was working in Bosch, there was a nozzle which the defect, if I have to check it, I have to cut the nozzle. That means if I don't cut the nozzle, I am not able to check. So I cannot cut 100% of the nozzles. No? So that was the problem there. So very, very uncertainty cannot be detected by design control. 10 marks or process control. Very remote possibility of detecting, 9 marks. And almost certain to find out the defect in-house, then give 8 mark, 1 mark. What we have to do? We have to reduce this number as low as possible. We have to improve the detectability by improving the process. Again, it is a process approach. And then multiplication, RPN is multiplication of S, O and D, product of S, O and D. The value will be lying between 1 and 1000. For example, if S is 9, O is 7, D is 5, the RPN will be 315. And we have to reduce the RPN to less than 125. We have to reduce the severity less than 5. To begin with, as a first target, we have to see that S is not more than 5. There should not be severity effect more than 5, and RPN is not more than 5 as a first step. You will say, should I stop there if I reduce the RPN less than 125? I will say no, because in TQM we always speak of continuous improvement. Today it is, let us say, 100 RPN. I should find out ways and means how I can reduce it to less than 100. Today, if the severity is 4, I should find out ways and means to reduce it less than 4. But continuously reduce the risk priority number, continuously reduce the severity of the effect, and that is the continuous FMEA. I use the new word, continuous FMEA. It is the most important indicator of the FMEA activity. To begin with, as a first target, we have to see that S is not more than 5. And RPN is not more than 125. Recommended actions, engineering assessment for preventive corrective action should be first directed at high severity, high RPN. Recommended actions such as revised design, particularly I am targeting to design FMEA now. Revised tolerances, revised material specifications, design of experiments, revised test plan, actions responsibility, actions taken, action results in terms of reduction in RPN, reduction in severity of the effect are to be entered. The design responsible engineer has to ensure that the actions are implemented in time, not only on paper. And if he is not able to complete the actions in time, he has to take permission from the chief executive. That should be the accountability for the actions. It is not a paper exercise. Please note down. It is a serious effort. actions have to be completed. RPN has to go down, severity has to go down. So this is the way. Please learn how to reduce the possibility of a defect happening, possibility of an accident happening. So learn FMEA, learn problem analysis, learn decision analysis, and learn potential problem analysis. There you will be successful in preventing the defects, in solving the problems, in taking decisions in time. Please practice this seriously and become excellent leaders in your life. Thank you.